Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In the second hour, we are going to focus a bit more broadly on the commodity sector. And in the second two segments, I am going to get a couple, I think, relatively important company updates. I am kicking off this second hour with a Giant Bhandari. He is well known to some of our longtime listeners. For all of our new listeners, Giant is a financial advisor to a lot of institutional investors focused on the commodities sector. Let's start off big picture commodities here, Giant, because recently one thing I've noticed is that precious metals still very much trading within a range, although this week was very interesting for gold and silver. Monday they dropped heavily and have fought their way back quite nicely throughout the week. But another area that has really got my attention is the base metals sector that just continues to grind higher. It's more under the radar, I find, because it doesn't have that volatility. But you look at copper, and copper just seems like every couple days, every couple weeks is up just a couple cents. Copper right now, $3.16. Nickel's up over $7. Again, there's been this kind of broad money just slowly trickling into base metals. Where is your attention, first and foremost, when it comes to the commodity sector?
Thanks for having me, Corey. See, the thing is that East Asia is back in shape. COVID restrictions have disappeared in East Asia. There are more flights and more passengers traveling in China today than they were a year earlier. So with opening of economies in East Asia, which have been the growth engine of the world, indeed, demand and supply of commodities have come back in shape. There has been a slight suffering of on the supply side, but also there has been a slight dislocation in demand as well of commodities. The net result has been that commodity prices, after their suffering that they faced in March and April, are back in shape and they are doing better than they were before COVID hit the world. I am fairly happy with the current commodity prices. I don't see there's necessarily a speculative upside in commodity prices, although it's always pleasant to see them going up. What I do see is that some of the commodity companies might not have kept pace with commodity prices. And if you look at the future prices of some of these commodities, they are actually higher than what they are today, which means that commodity prices are well supported into the future, at least from today's point of view. And as a result, some of these commodities mining companies should have done better than they have. And as far as gold is concerned, gold has been extremely well supported. Any good news about vaccine comes in, or any good news comes in on political basis, results into a fall in gold price by a bit, and then gold rapidly reverts back to its upper range again. So gold continues to trade around $1,900 an ounce, and I think gold will continue to be very well supported, and it's one of the commodities that I continue to be very optimistic about, because we do see COVID restrictions creating problems into the near future. The economic structure of the world will have changed when the world actually opens up, and the political situation in the U.S. will lead to a lot of fear in the market, which means that gold and silver will be well supported into the next 1 year or so. So that's where I think, as far as buying precious metals is concerned, I think it's a good time to accumulate.
So, Giant, you used the term supported a lot in that answer. Does that mean that you think the metals, whether it's base metals or the precious metals, they're going to be supported in terms of no more major drops, but upward movements? Does that mean that they might be a bit slower? It might still be a bit of a range-bound trade?
Well, certainly gold has a potential to go up quite a bit because of the uncertainties in the market. As far as base metals are concerned, they have done very well, and I don't necessarily think that they have a huge amount of upside left because the future prices show that it should go up a bit, but not all that much. So yes, I think commodity prices should stay range bound, but gold and silver have a possibility of going up higher, maybe reasonably higher over the next 1 year.
Now, Giant, why do you think the companies, whether they're gold companies, silver companies have actually done pretty well, but copper companies, the other base metal companies too, why do you think the attention has been more on the metal and less so on the companies?
Well, you know, this happens, this difference in how mining companies sometimes lag behind commodity companies or vice versa create an opportunity for us. So if metal prices have gone up and mining companies haven't necessarily performed in relationship to commodity prices, then that is actually a fabulous opportunity for investors to buy into companies, because a quarter from now, those companies will start releasing financial reports which will show a much better financial situation than they had a quarter earlier. So this is a great opportunity, and particularly with the smaller companies, because the mainstream media does not talk about the smaller companies, and because brokers don't necessarily talk about the smaller companies, they get forgotten. And that is where your opportunity is in terms of investing in them before the market starts to see them.
So is the focus then on production companies, either large or small, because of the fact that energy costs are still fairly low and the metals prices broadly are higher?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, you know, oil prices are so low, which means that the cost structure of these companies have improved a lot. So that adds to the profitabilities of these companies. So yes, across the spectrum, people should pay attention to companies that have failed to keep pace with commodity prices.
Can't you say that broadly about a lot of companies, though? You look at the discrepancy between even GDX and the gold price. GDX still has arguably a lot of catch-up to do last time gold was at 1900.
Well, I am, firstly, I don't follow the big mining companies very closely, Corey, but the other thing is that most of the big mining companies trade at a premium to their underlying value. So I am always worried about investing in big mining companies. And most of us are not even capable of analyzing those companies. They consume a huge amount of time to understand what's happening in those companies. So I am always worried about the big companies. I'm focused more on the medium-sized and smaller companies.
Let's talk about some of the smaller size companies then, and even medium sized companies, because especially in the precious metals sector, there is a lot of money raised over the past about 5 to 6 months. Some of those shares have come into the market, which has caused a liquidity event for some of these stocks and a broad kind of downtrend. How do you see the overall health of these companies now that they have raised all this money?
A lot of those free shares, those shares have come free trading. And if the share price has fallen because of liquidity event of free trading, it might be an opportunity for people to invest in some of those companies. And prior to our recording of the call, we were talking about a company called O3 Mining, Corey. This company raised money at $2.35 and it's now trading at $2.70 or something. And the reason this company is right now suffering is because they raised a lot of money and probably a lot of those shares have come into the market. Now, if people think that there's a value in this company, that actually might be an opportunity for them to invest in it while price might be still weak. For me, that's actually something that creates an opportunity rather than something to worry about.
Hey, Giant, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but I am having you back on next segment. We're going to dive a little bit more into O3 Mining and get into a couple other companies that you are interested in. Everyone, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Giant Bhandari.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. This is the second hour, and I am continuing to chat with Jayant Bhandari. Jayant, we ended last segment with a quick comment on O3 mining. I wanted to follow up because the company has released some interesting news, some being drill results and others being a PEA on the Marban property. Now, I will be having Jose Viscata on the show to wrap up this second hour, but give us your thought on the fundamental value that was presented in that Marbin PEA and the massive drill program that the company has of 150,000 meters.
Right, so O3 mining is among my top three positions. So, and I have invested in this company, I participated in the financing, and I have been a buyer of this company since they did the financing. The reason is that for whatever reason, the market hasn't really paid much attention to it. Whenever the share price tries to go up, the shares of Alexandria Minerals, which was a company that O3 mining acquired, hits the market. So the share prices stays range bound, which for me has been a great opportunity to accumulate this company. Now, I think that the value is reasonably good in this company, among the better upside within the peer group that I see. Now, Marbin Project PEA was much better than I thought it was going to be, because Marbin already had a PEA done, I think, about 7 or 8 years back. And based on that, this is a significant improvement. However, market has seen that as an opportunity to sell because of the liquidity event that it created. So I'm very happy about Marbin Project. I think O3 Mining has made it very clear that they want to sell the Garrison project, which probably will get sold at one point of time. I think it has a good value, but it has a value for someone that can merge it, that project, with projects around that area and then create a much bigger single entity. So I think that's where another factor that helps underpin the value of the company comes from. And the company is continuing to drill at Marbin Project, where they are finding better grades than what is in the PEA. And then, of course, area in Quebec where they are drilling is, which the areas that they acquired from Alexandria Minerals, is where they might be able to generate a significant amount of upside.
So, Giant, let's use O3 as an example to talk about a company that has a couple options balancing out potential M&A, which, in all fairness, M&A has been very slow for the juniors. This last couple of weeks, we have seen a couple deals pop up, which I know has gotten some people excited, but overall, there is not a whole lot of excitement, at least right now, in M&A for the sector. But because of the deal that O3 Mining signed for this QMX mill, they have the potential of being a producer. Now, it's not going to be a producer next year, but how do you find the balance right now in the market and in what you're investing in between these smaller companies either looking for a takeover or having the potential to go into production?
Corey, it has, of course, been difficult for M&As to happen at the project kind of levels, particularly for these companies that have developed the projects reasonably towards production scenario. The problem is doing due diligence on these projects has become virtually impossible with travel restrictions around the world. You can't really go into those projects. I have had reasons to go to a couple of projects for investigative purposes, but I can't really do those traveling because of restrictions around traveling. So I think once that opens up, M&As in these kind of companies will start. And yes, I think O3 Mining is increasingly positioned to provide you an upside, but also because of the mill that they have bought an option on, creates an opportunity for them to rapidly move into production, which of course it still means a couple of years' time or longer, but that's how you create situations where you can move the company forward quickly when the time comes.
Yeah, I think that's also how you can at least remove some of the risk in these projects and companies if it is an economic resource and the company does have that path towards production. In full disclosure, I do hold O3 Mining in my portfolio. Giant, please take us through any other companies that have your attention that you would like to share with us.
Well, one company, which again is one of my larger positions, is a company called Maritime Resources. This company did financing at 6 cents and then 15 cents. And now it's range bound between around 14 to 16 cents. And the reason is that 8 million warrants came free trading a week back. They expired a week back. And I think some of them got exercised. And the warrant exercise price was 15 cents. And next March, in 2021, about 32 million warrants expire with exercise price of 15 cents. So this Maritime Resources will stay, I think, range bound between 14 and 16 cents over the next few months. But I think the upside is very nice in this company. And again, because this share price is stuck because of technical reasons, not because of fundamental reasons, I'm very happy to be buying more of this company, particularly when it falls below 15 cents. So that's one company I'm...
Giant, let me jump in here quickly. Because Maritime is focused in Newfoundland and Labrador, we've seen a whole new renewed interest in this area for exploration companies. What do you think about that broad area play?
Well, actually, this is from everyone I talk with in that area. I'm told that getting permits and doing mining is actually reasonably good. The governments and local authorities are reasonably friendly when it comes to letting you get on with your work. So that's actually another advantage that some of these companies possibly have.
But what about all these new companies and all this new staking that has come into Newfoundland?
I haven't paid much attention to it. I am well invested in a company called Anaconda Mining, and I quite like Maritime Resources. I like Maritime Resources a bit more than I like Anaconda Mining, but both of these companies, in my view, offer very good upside, particularly Maritime Resources. Now, again, I have not followed, paid much attention to the staking rush that has taken place in that area, and I usually avoid participating in a feeding frenzy when I don't really understand those companies and managements are acquiring areas only because market is salivating about that area.
All right. Hey, Giant, great chatting with you. Thanks for kicking off the first two segments in this second hour. Just to bring everybody up to speed, the ticker symbols for O3 Mining is OIII. For Maritime Resources, it is MAE. And for Atico Mining, it is ATY. All these on the TSX Venture Exchange. Giant, thank you again for your time. Pleasure chatting with you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump threatened to withdraw a coronavirus vaccine from New York State on Friday and escalated his feud with Governor Andrew Cuomo during his first public comments since a week ago. Trump, snapping the longest stretch of silence in his presidency, began his remarks in the White House Rose Garden by touting the effectiveness of Operation Warp Speed. As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where for political reasons, the governor decided to say that he wanted to take his time on the vaccine. Meantime, Democrats failed to fulfill one of the biggest hopes of this election cycle. Taking control of state legislatures, they will be forced to bank on litigation-friendly state courts, Democratic governors, to hold the line against their fears of Republican gerrymandering. This is USA Radio News. The beaten-down shares of movie theater companies, cruise operators, and airlines got a boost late Friday after President Donald Trump and coronavirus experts expressed optimism that vaccines would soon be granted emergency use authorizations. AMC Entertainment Holdings, Inc. gained as much as 13% in post-market trading. Delta Airlines, Inc., American Airlines, and United Airlines all added at least 2%, while Carnival Corporation, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings increased more than 1%. And dozens of Secret Service Uniform Division officers are in isolation or quarantine due to testing positive for COVID-19 or having close contact with someone who is. The majority of the officers sidelined are under quarantine as a precaution and have not tested positive for the virus. 130 Secret Service officers are out of commission for the time being. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that conversation I had with the giant Bendari. In the next part of the second hour, I'm going to have a couple of company updates. Just because, you know what, we can talk, I do talk every day about the volatility and the precious metals, but quite frankly, right now I think is the best time to be focusing on individual companies and those growing their stories. I'm grateful to have so many companies that I follow along with that are advancing their stories. The company that we're talking with in this segment is Vizsla Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA and on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Connert. Now, Mike, a couple news releases that came out in the last about 2 weeks. October 28th, Vizsla added a fifth drill rig to the Panuku project. And November 9th, you released some drill results from the Papayo and San Carlos targets. Six holes in each of these targets. Papayo hit some nice high-grade mineralization. San Carlos didn't have this type of high grade in it. Give us a little rundown of what these results, both at Papayo and San Carlos, mean for the company.
Certainly. So at Papayo, drilling was done about a kilometer to the north of our initial discovery on Napoleon. And Papayo is a part of the same vein corridor. It's just another dilation zone, as I mentioned, a kilometer to the north. And so we were encouraged by multi-kilo numbers over a meter at Papayo. But we're still drilling at Papayo, and we think that there's really the potential to add meaningful ounces at that ore shoot there. So very exciting, just some preliminary numbers from there, but carrying the grade that we like to see, multiple kilos. So really, really great news out of Papayo. That Napoleon area just continues to grow. you know, we have so many targets across the district. We've decided in this news release, we announced that we are taking the rig away from San Carlos and moving it elsewhere into the district. But San Carlos was really quite interesting to us. You know, we intersected some very large veins there, you know, 15, 20 meter veins. But they weren't running the grade that we wanted to see. So encouraging to see that, you know, there is the potential for large veins, of course. And we do see that elsewhere on the project, even including Napoleon, where we've drilled 15 meters of true width of, just about half a kilo material. So we do see these wide veins, but of course, San Carlos just didn't give us that pathway that we wanted to that 10 to 20 million ounces of silver mineralization that we needed to continue. If we had gotten perhaps to San Carlos before the modern mining, I think that ore shoot would have had that type of mineralization, but you know, we decided to move on to some stronger targets that we have across the district.
So, Mike, let's get a little bit more color on the balance between these high-grade results that I've even gotten some comments on, and listeners saying, well, these are fairly narrow veins, all, let's say, right around a meter wide. But then you also said you have seen some wider veins, a bit lower grade. You're not getting, say, 2 kilos over 10, 15 meters. But what's the balance there and the importance of hitting some of these wider, lower-grade veins as well as the narrow, high-grade ones?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. But just to even speak to that hole 25 that we had on Napoleon, on our website we put out a section so the viewer would be able to visualize what we're drilling there. But you know, that gram meter interval is spectacular. 15 meters of vein true width, of course, at 449 grams per ton silver equivalent. I mean, that's that is high grade over those type of widths. It's really quite impressive. And then, of course, you know, we've had some 2 to 3 meter veins at multiple kilos, you know, and even some that are 3 meters at 8 kilos of silver equivalent. So, well, I would say that, you know, if you're, you know, between a meter and 2 meters, you know, that's a good mining width. If you're at 3 meters, that's a great mining width. And certainly 50 meters of good grade is, you know, that's super profitable. And, you know, what the significance of the variances of the grade and the widths is that at Napoleon, we're actually looking at the potential of an open pit scenario there. Of course, this is early and, you know, we need to do studies to determine the feasibility of something like this. But, you know, the potential to have multi-kilo numbers in an open cut or an open pit scenario is certainly just speaks to the profitability of an operation in this area. So, you know, I think the listener, you know, should be excited to hear, you know, these meters of 1, 2, 3 kilos of silver equivalent, but also, you know, knowing that we, you know, in our press releases, we, you know, we do disclose and put out that we are hitting big, broad, wide veins of, you know, a very good grade.
Okay, Mike, let's take a step back and talk about the big picture of this project then, because right now you guys still are fairly fresh, fairly new on this project. You're trying to get a handle of how many different deposits you have, how big these deposits could be, and then you also have this overhanging option payments and really option agreement that the company has. I believe it's 6 more years left to sign the option, take control of the project, and the infrastructure in the area. What is that pathway forward through resource to the signing of this option?
Certainly. So, you know, I think for the listener, to, you know, I've had a number of questions recently just asking me, well, you know, how do you rank and prioritize, or if you're looking at building a resource here on Panuco, you know, what's the pathway to that magic 50 million ounces or 30 million ounces or, you know, even beyond that, that 100 million ounces of silver? And, you know, that's a really important question to answer. And I think it's, you know, something that, you know, I think is important for us to really be clear about. But the initial step towards those resources is certainly going to be this this Napoleon original discovery that I was just describing. We're actively drilling that. We've traced mineralization down past 200 meters from surface and continue to drill at depth there, and it keeps growing. You know, that ore shoot to me and to our team is one that will be most certainly contributing ounces to the overall resource of the district and to Vizsla. Following that, I see the northern part of Napoleon, the Papayo area, as a meaningful source of potential resources there. We're very excited about that. Now, we have two rigs on Napoleon Corridor, and we'll continue to drill the Napoleon Corridor because I believe that will drive resources for the company. Now, we've moved the fifth rig, but we have a rig over at Tijitos, which is about, you know, a kilometer away from the Napoleon vein corridor. We drilled a significant intercept there of multi-kilo silver. And that area, I believe, has a great shot at that, you know, the potential resource, which is that in excess of 10 million ounces of silver, 10 to 30 million ounces of silver type ore shoot. And that's important for us to build ounces there. And then outside of the multitude of exploration targets that our team is generating across the district, the last area that I'm very excited about before we get into some of these newer targets in the new year is this Cordon del Oro area. Now, that's an area that I think offers a huge amount of upside because the veins are large there. The intersections are interesting between the main vein and splay veins. And we think that, you know, that could be a very rewarding area for us to drill. And we're quite excited about that area.
Hey, Mike, great chatting with you. Thank you for the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. That goes for all the future updates that I will have on this weekend show and just in general. That's how you contact me. Hey, Mike, thanks for your time this weekend. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report with another company update, this time from O3 Mining. Traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OIII. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Jose Viscata. Now, Jose, the company has released three different news releases all this month. So over the last 2 weeks, we've gotten some drill results. We've also had some consolidation of one of the major properties, this Malartic property, and we had an update on the overall drill program. I want to start off with the news out on November 3rd. These are the drill results from this Malartic property, more focused in this Marban deposit area. You released a couple holes that are step-out holes, more holes that are in between two different deposits already known on this project. Some of the headline numbers, 2.9 grams per ton gold, over 14 meters, pretty much at surface, and then also 2.1 grams per ton gold, over 10.5 meters. Jose, update everybody on the strategy of these holes that were drilled in between two already known deposits on the project, please.
Good afternoon, Corey. Thank you very much for having us in your program. As you well mentioned, we have right now in our Marban deposit over 2.5 million ounces with potential to increase these resources. We believe candidly that we can probably double that. Certainly it is very important for us to increase the resources close to surface between two of the main pits that we have right now that has shown us that it extends at depth, which is Kirenz and Nolartic. And the last drill result we did along that strike was 2.9 grams per ton within 14 meters. It is also important to mention that along the same strike, along Nolartic and Kirenz, we were able to finalize the acquisition of a landmass where we only had 50%, and that has been finished last week. We were able to buy that for $150,000. Now, we will continue to explore that trend, which is this trend northwest, that it is the continuation of Nolartic and Kirenz. This trend is an extremely important trend because it's the trend of the norbenite and marbenite trend. And what does that mean? It is the same trend where it lies within, on one side, the kinamite from West Dome, which has shown very nice high grade, and on the other side of Northwest, where the Camflo mine, which was the first mine that Barrick Gold put into production in the 1980s. And when they changed the name from Barrick Petroleum to Barrick Gold. So we are in a terrain of elephants, and it is very important to reiterate that big deposits usually happens in clusters, and I think that we are talking about an elephant area, and we're very excited to explore what we are exploring right now, and we expect to keep growing the resources that we have right now.
Hey, you mentioned the area, and this Val d'Or area that you're in has garnered a lot of attention, and I know a lot of the guests that I have on the show are following your company and some of the other companies in the area very closely. Now, you mentioned this overall Malartic property has a little over 2.5 million ounces in resources. You mentioned that you think you can double it. How do you see being able to double it when it comes to exploring on surface, but also understanding that a lot of the projects in the area have a very deep component to the resources?
You are absolutely right in your assessment. In general terms, in Val d'Or, especially in this Cadillac Lake Break, we have seen deposits being managed by other corporations that extend their mineralization to 1.5 to, in some cases, like La Ronde, up to 3 kilometers. We have only explored this area up to 500 meters. We should not forget that when we bought this project, over 600,000 meters of drilling were already done in this area. We have taken almost 4 months and a half, if not five, to organize all the data, being able to reprocess the resource and come up just by redoing the resource on an increase in our resource from 1.8 million ounces to 2.5 million ounces in resources. There is vast amount of drilling done where we can now drill around them and start converting some areas that were not even assumed as inferred resources and to convert them into inferred resources. What does that mean for your audience, to whomever does not know about mining? We understand as an inferred resources for those areas where we can calculate a volume within an area of three drill holes that are separate no more than 65 meters. Then we call them inferred. If they are separated more than 65 meters, they are called nothing. So, if we have a couple of holes that are 100 meters apart, by putting a couple of holes in the middle, we will be able to start converting resources to an inferred category in a very expedite way.
Now, this is important to understand because you have taken some of those big step-out holes, and some of the past work have shown you these large step-outs, which go to show potential size and scale of the project, but as you said, they can't necessarily be included in some resource calculations. Would you say that some of the drilling that's going on now is strictly focused on tightening up these spacings to add resources in the near term?
Some of our drilling is taking care of that, but most of the drilling that we're doing right now is really showing how big this can be. I am not really concerned too much about what we can convert. I am more thinking right now on how much bigger this can be. We are drilling areas where we had a small resources with high grade, and we are paying attention right now to those areas such as Gold Hawk, which is northwest again, or south from Kirenz and Malartic, in that same trend, but just south of it. And we were able to drill Kirenz and Malartic, and we have been extending that same drill hole going to hit Gold Hawk at depth. Let's wait for results, and we are really excited to see how we can be growing this resource, not only around the pits, but also looking for a high-grade component that can increase the economics of this project in a very high way. And I want to take the opportunity as well to remember to shareholders that one thing that O3 Mining does have is fundamental value. There is many projects around Canada that has a lot of drilling, that has a very big market cap with no resources, no PEA, no economical valuation. Marban already has 600,000 meters drilled. It has a proper resource and it has a preliminary economic assessment being done by one of the better or the best engineering firm right now in the market, like Ausenco. And we have been able to demonstrate that we have a net present value of $423 million at a 5% discount rate with an $1,850 per ounce.
Jose, we're running out of time on this segment, but just wrap us up with the overall takeaway that you want investors to focus on as we progress through the rest of this year and undoubtedly a lot of news that's going to hit the market.
I think our story is very simple, Corey. We have right now a deposit such as Marban within the Malartic property, where we have 2.5 million ounces right now with a net present value of $423 million, which is double what our share price is right now. And we have the opportunity to expand our resources from where we are to potentially double that by doing drilling. I'm not saying that we have it. I'm saying that we're working towards that. And I think our investors has an extraordinary opportunity because you're buying this for Marban and you're getting Alpha for free and Garrison for free.
All right, Jose, we have to wrap it up here. That is the end of this weekend's two-hour show focused on the markets and back on the metal sector. Thank you all for continuing to send me your emails, fleck@kereport.com. As I mentioned, I am a shareholder of O3 Mining. We will continue to follow along with this story. Jose, thank you for your time this weekend, and everybody have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you, Corey. Have a great day.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.